Happy Valentine's Day, my darling.
Isn't that your ex-husband?
Oh, yeah. Oh, apparently they'll let anyone in here. Hi.
Your chocolate soufflés will be out momentarily.
Oh, we didn't order soufflé.
I ordered it as soon as we got here. It takes an hour to prepare.
Oh, I really count on stuff.
No. This you'll want to try. It's their specialty.
I guess I'll have the soufflé. Can you excuse me for a second? I just have to powder my nose. I'm sorry to interrupt. Your makeup is all smudged. Come with me, I'll fix it.
What?
Come on, get up.
My makeup is what?
In here. I have some news that's probably going to devastate you. But I wanted to be the first one to tell you.
Okay.
Carl is about to pop the question.
You mean like marriage?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope I haven't ruined your Valentine's Day. Do you want a tissue?
No, I'm okay. I'm just surprised. Well, congratulations. What makes you think he's going to propose?
Well, I was looking through his briefcase this afternoon, and I found this ring. And so tonight he keeps pushing this special dessert on me. So obviously he's hidden the ring inside.
A ring? What did it look like?
Oh, I don't know. 18 karat white gold, 10 diamonds, engraved accents. I just got a quick peek.
Oh, I think I know that ring. That's his grandmother's ring. It's a family heirloom. And, you know, he might just be having it cleaned or something.
Except for one thing. Lying right next to it was a prenup.
Well, Carl is a lawyer. And it could just be a prenup for another client.
Boy, jealousy is one ugly thing up close.
Oh, no, Edith.
No, you know what? I'm going to take the high road, and I'm going to ignore your nastiness. If you'll excuse me, I'm going back to my table and getting engaged.